passing upon. We know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, you know what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Good morning. Hey, they're on nighttime. We're on morning. Republic of Texas Radio, otherwise, well, kind of known as the Damn Show. No, this is Republic of Texas Radio, but I kind of want to call this the Damn Show because we're going to be talking about dams. Not that it's damned, but, well, damn. I'm getting confused. Anyways, I'm Scott, not my name. Well, a.k.a. Steve O'Brien, or is that kind of backwards, Scott, not my name? You can call me Mr. Not My Name, Senor Not My Name, Monsieur Not My Name if you're feeling French, but just don't call me late for dinner. Comedy when opening. Who cares? Does it matter? Does it really matter? I make light of everything. You know, but then that's part of, well, my existence. And, well, here at Republic Broadcasting, we're still alive. That's something pretty good. I'm kind of happy about it. I've got a lot of news that I want to cover today. You know, let me just give you a quick rundown. One of the other, well, Patriot? Is that the right word? I'm not too sure we could call them that. Traitorous networks. No. CNN's a traitorous network, is gone. We'll talk a little bit about that just at the beginning of the show. That's kind of like to talk about why we should support Republic Broadcasting and how much Republic Broadcasting has made a difference in the past. Can we say 30 years? We're really going on 30 years, even though, well, we'll get into that. There's other stuff that we need to talk about. The dams. Right? National Public Radio? Does that mean anything? And then stupid stuff like, well, Tesla. Tesla's pretty damn stupid. Anyways. Let's go to Alan. Let's see if he's there. Maybe he has an AKA. Do we have an AKA for you, Alan? Are you somebody else? Are you you?
There are several iterations of me, yes, Steve, and you started off the show, and we do live in a world where cartoons are for adults and pornography is for children. But go ahead. You're talking about dams. Is the Oroville Dam in trouble again, or what dams are you talking about?
Oh, man. No, actually, there's another dam, and if you want to, we'll put our foot in it really quick. And it's hard to actually pronounce this one. It's called the Panguitchi Dam, Lake Dam. Panguitchi? I don't remember how to pronounce it. I'll get it right here in a little bit. Panguitchi? It means big fish. And it's out in Utah. And it's frozen over. And this happened a little bit ago, about 12 days ago. And I'll just tell you that just a little bit. I wanted to bring it up about 12 days ago when it happened. I'm having a hard time finding an article that I read 2 weeks ago. And I probably never will, and maybe I'm mixing it with other damn things. But there's a lot of dams we need to talk about, even the Clackamas River Dam. But there's more pressing news that needs to be talked about, Alan. This is kind of big. I just caught it this morning, and it's kind of weird. James Edwards over at Liberty News Radio kind of said this on, the rerun that was just on, you know, with Mike Gatty's show. And so James Edwards, he's the host of a show called, oh God, and I listened to the show too, right? You know, that's pretty screwed up. There we go. Show list. It's a really good show. I hear it on Govern America Radio, but that doesn't really matter. James Edwards, anybody want to? Political cesspool, there it is. He does the political cesspool, but he mentioned yesterday, and Alan, I don't know if you've heard about this or if I'm actually breaking it, well, just making really clear that this has happened. James Edwards mentioned that, well, Genesis Communications Network is shutting down. Have you heard that one, Alan?
No, that's new to me. But then, okay. I there's Global Star, which played Genesis, and that's where I would generally hear it. And no, that's new to me, Steve. Alex
Star
Jones is going
is
away,
different.
Huh?
No. Alex Jones is not going away. Global Star is a separate entity. Global Star is a transport provider.
Yeah.
Right? They do have a particular channel, and you can rent that channel on the satellite, you know, Galaxy 19. But Genesis Communications, folks, a little bit of background on Genesis Communication Networks. It's owned by a guy named Ted Anderson, right? And he came out on April 18th, and I heard that this morning, and I went and I did a little bit of research, and this comes from talkers.com. I guess talkers.com talks about talk radio, right? And so talkers.com is saying that effective Sunday, May 5th, Genesis Communications Network will be ending the broadcast operations, right? And so Ted Anderson, he says that, here's his quote. It's with great sadness I wish to inform you that Genesis Communication will be closing effective Sunday, May 5th, 2024. Of course, this is all sounds like the usual boilerplate crap. The decision has been made most difficult for us to make in lieu of poor economic and industry conditions. We apologize for any inconvenience this might cause you and appreciate your affiliation with GCN. GCN was launched in 1998 by Anderson and featured a diverse lineup of daily and weekend programs covering politics, fitness, health, self-help, blah, 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 blah. Interesting, right? Is that the truth? I guess it's the truth, but there's another truth in there too, from what I've heard, but maybe that other truth is not the truth. I guess they kind of came online in 1998, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but this is when John Stadtmiller, the founder of Republic Broadcasting, Ted Anderson and Alex Jones were running Republic Radio International, and they kind of like created this other entity and kicked John out. I think that's John's story. Is that not John's story, Alan? Do you remember
somewhere
that?
Along those lines? Yeah, there was quite a rift there, and that's when Republic Broadcasting was born out of the ashes of Republic Radio International. Yeah.
Yeah, it took a few years for Republic Broadcasting to be born after that sidewipe. There's a whole huge story of the 1990s in Texas, in Austin, that created a lot of that's out there, right? You know, GCN was big, right? You know, you had the Power Hour with Joyce Riley and Dave Von Kleiss. You know, they did that thing in the 90s, and they were one of the flagship programs of Genesis Communications, as well as, you know, famous Bohard, Alex Jones. But Alex outgrew GCN, right, back in, the mid-early 20s, you know, 2006 when Alex Jones, 2007, when Alex Jones was kind of bossing Ted around while Ron Paul was running for El Presidente. Right? I remember Alex Jones going, get Ted on the phone. Ted on the phone right now and have him with $1,000 or whatever he was doing.
Have him bow to
Ted's
me.
Your boss, right? Yeah. Have him bow to the Alex. And so Alex got bigger, and Alex was on his own transport. And Alex still is listed on the GCN show lineup. And I wonder what's going to happen with the GCN show lineup, because a lot of these folks, you know, they're syndicated and they got a bunch of stuff, and You know, I don't want to spend too much time on this, folks, but it is a newsworthy event, and you guys got to understand. This is where radio is today. Support of Republic Broadcasting is needed, right? You know, there's still a few of these flagship ships out here set a sail on the sea of
And Steve, there are very few cavemen like me around. You know, everything's gone from, you know, if you want to call it broadcast, whether it be on satellite or even internet radio, from what I understand, everything's going to streaming radio, and there is no, you know, everything's going to be podcasts, and there will be no live shows, and blah, 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 and I don't know, Steve. You're more computerized than I am.
So there's a lot of shows still out there, and I don't know where it's going to go in the future, and yes, you know, radio... And is it going the way of the dodo? I'm not sure. You know, we will see. I definitely, you're right when it comes down to streaming, right? But these amalgamators, these focal points, like Republic Broadcasting is great because it's got a whole variety of hosts, right? You know, I could go over the RBN light up and maybe we'll do that, but you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and take a look at the schedules thing to see who's going on. You can go over to the satellite and just park your LNB, that's the line. Forget what LMB stands for. Who cares? You don't even know what it is, most likely. You point your dish towards the sky and you can receive Republic Broadcasting on a bird satellite called Galaxy 19 for free. Wow, that's kind of neat. And it'll only be there as long as we keep supporting it. And people like Alan, that's how he gets it. You know, if it wasn't there, he wouldn't get it. And there's only so many people that can get it. He can get Genesis Communications right now. Can you? Did GCN leave Galaxy 19? I'm not too sure. What do you think, Alan?
No, there are very few programs on them. You know, I don't know if the Power Hour is still with Genesis, but it's all run. You know, that channel is, it's all run by, you know, Todd over there at Globalstar. So,
okay, so they probably backed down on it because they used to do 24/7 streaming and they had all sorts of nonsense, right? You know, they had a lot of traditional stuff. Let me just do this right before I'm not going to tell you to support Republic Broadcasting anymore. You guys already know that. So let me go ahead and talk about the lineup at GCN and did talk about a couple things that will be going away that are, well, notable to me. Some of these things might actually be more finance, but I'm not going to mention because I think they're like nonsense. One of the most notable characters still on GCN, Genesis Radio, right, would be USA Prepares. And I really remember Vince
Vanelli.
Yeah. When he ran away, you know, he used to be on, have a relationship with John Stadtmiller, and he was simulcasting back in the early Corbid days, right? In the first days of the Corbid, Vince Vanelli threw his arms up and said, "I'm locking the gate. You guys stay the hell away from my compound." And then he stopped broadcasting. Did I get that wrong, folks? College,
yeah, no. He was listening to Mike Adams, and he was saying, like Mike Adams, he was saying, "Oh, it's the end of the world. It's like I get my mail out of my mailbox and throw it out on the lawn, let it sit there for 5 days before I even pick it up because there's COVID everywhere and we're all gonna die."
Yeah, he was doing that, and it was sad. And you know, I love you, Vince. Sometimes you had some really neat people on, right? But that whole dick of calling everybody class, you know, had me shutting off your radio show constantly because I don't like being belittled and I ain't your damn student. I liked what you were saying, but he's over at Genesis and, well, wouldn't it be funny if he comes back on Republic Broadcasting? Well, I don't care. You know, I don't care. I really don't. I know a lot of you liked Vince Vanelli. Personally, I didn't mind him. I just didn't like being called class and whatnot. And it was funny. It was damn funny. Well, it was sad, you know, thinking about somebody getting in that COVID mindset of running away. And I don't know if I've ever heard him say that he was wrong on that. And then but does it even matter if he said that? I know he was wrong. I know he exaggerated. We can waste a lot of time talking about, oh yeah, but it was really a bioweapon. Really? Sorry, man. I didn't mean to carry on with Vince Minnelli.
Well, hey, Steve, one thing real quick that I wanted to bring up. You know, supposedly someone self-immolated themselves, you know, at the Trump trials or something like that. And that was 419. And you know what it brought memories to me, Steve, was when you were staying here with me.
Yeah.
When we were watching international satellite television, and we watched the guy set himself on fire. And what was it? Was it Algeria or where in the hell was that again? And started the whole Arab Spring. And I was like, oh, are we starting the American Spring now? A guy set himself on fire, and let's see what happens.
No, definitely. And we can get into that more if you want. You know, it's an interesting subject all in itself. You know, these people that are these lefty wackos. Well, are they lefty wackos? You know, and before I get back into the whole Genesis Live going off the air story, you know, we could talk about the lefties that, well, got hammered with Pelosi. Well, I mean, grabbed a hammer and ran after, not Nancy Pelosi, she's always hammered, but her husband, you know, ran after her husband. And then that was a crazy lefty. But as we dug into it, and I haven't dug into this latest guy that's burning for, well, I'm not sure what he's burning for, fascism, the Antifa guy. Now I'm already down that thing. But I'm going to go back because I got some other people that this one I don't think you really like a lot, Alan. He has a show on, or had a show, or maybe he has a show for a couple more days. It's called Science Fantastic, Alan. I didn't even know he was doing this show. It's by one of our friends of, globalists? Dr. Michio Kukaku, right? You know,
yeah.
He hates you folks, right? He's a globalist and he sees all you guys as terrorists.
He's a transhumanist.
He's a transhumanist.
You played me that video one time. You said, hey, this is Michio Kukaku, and you played me this video, and he says transhumanist. He wants us all to turn into robots.
Hey, I have that video, and we'll be digging that out of the archive. Yeah, but we'll get into it. Michio Kukaku, if you want to look him up, he's really fun. He's a theoretical physicist. That means that he really doesn't do anything except make stuff up and talk and listen to people or whatever. They're kind of, his home is going away. He'll be calling Mike or, you know, Sam and asking for a job. Probably not going to happen, but it would be kind of funny. I do kind of expect some of the folks over at GCN might approach Republic Broadcasting, but maybe not. I don't know. And maybe they should open the doors. Maybe they don't. Robert Scott Bell's show. I kind of think that guy's show has changed quite a bit, and I can't remember when I last heard it. So I guess I'm not going to. You know,
been a long time for me.
Yeah. I remember Robert Scott Bell. You know what always gets me is when you use three names in something. It's better than hyphened people, but it's kind of like what's the three name, the middle name rule?
If they give a middle name, it's generally a white guy.
Okay. I don't know. So, let's see. Is there anything else to talk about? I like the name of this show. I don't really remember it. Lock and Load. That was pretty fun. Can't remember the show. Not that much. Gun Owners News Hour with Bill Fratty. I don't know what that is, right? Maybe they do NRA stuff. Here's one that you like a lot. It's the lesbian, gay, and transgender show, Free Talk Live. They're kind of left liberal, they say, unlike right wing or left liberal extremist shows. They're just extremists. I love them. I really do like the show, except they're kind of mean and nasty. They were mean and nasty to my wife at one point, and I kind of stopped listening to them, but still appreciated some of their subjects. You don't listen to them anymore, do you, Alan?
No, I kind of gave up on you talking about the transgender boys from New Hampshire, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got in trouble, too, with the Bitcoin, and I'm not too sure. But, you know, everybody there seemed to have a... Okay, there you go again, Steve. You're doing everybody there. They seem to have fake names, like my name. Scott, not my name, right? It's like, hi, I'm Freeman. It's like, dude, come on. What's the point? And maybe that's just my problem. And I have lots of problems, folks. It's like if you're sitting here and, oh, shoot, Alan, I want to get into this with you. If you're afraid to use your real name because you're going to be persecuted, shut the F up, right? And, Steve, is that the wrong position to take? Because yeah. Some people have very important information. Do you disagree with that or agree with that? I'm kind of torn when they go, well, no. My pseudonym is Pocahontas. Well, tell me, Alan. Tell me. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. You know, it's like, you know, folks, I don't care. You know, I'm not a computer guy, but I understand exactly what it's doing and the weapon that it is, you know, the internet and everything. I don't care if you're using a VPN. They know who you are. If you don't call in and talk on the radio, but yet you'll call and talk to me, I can guarantee you they're listening to me because that's the only way they can do it is through my phone line. So if you're calling and talking to me, they know who you are, you know. But I know certain people that will sit back and it's like, oh, no, I'm not going to call in. I don't want them knowing who I am. I'm like, you're talking to me. They already know who you are, you know. Mm-hmm. They're listening to our conversations. Everything's being listened to, folks. There is no anonymity anymore. You hear someone called anonymously to a 911, you know, called in a phone tip to the police, and it's like, do you not understand there is no anonymity on any electronic media anymore? I don't care what you think and what you hope you might be, you know, staying hidden, you know, on the dark web or somewhere. Everything is being tracked and traced, and it's not just Bluffdale, Utah. That's just the one we know about, folks. There are many, many, many of these, not, you know, the Five Eyes, you know, Australia, Canada, England, you know, all these. It's like, well, you can't spy on yourself, so we'll have our neighbors spy on you and just give us all the information. We're not actually doing it because our Constitution says we can't do it, air quote. I don't know, Steve, yeah. The whole thing just baffles me.
That baffles me, too.
They think there's anonymity. Steve, I watch these... like Dateline and 24 hours and 48 hours, you know. You know how they catch all these people? They track their smartphones and where they were. They track their emails and their texts, and they go in and they look at you at what websites you've looked at. It's like, well, yeah, it's like her husband's missing, and we looked at her computer files, and she was looking on how does water help degrade a body, you know, and they find out, you know, well she dumped her husband in a pond, you know.
Okay. Again, I'd like to bring up that point before we get too distracted. You know, how they catch you because they sit there and they have 50 million people go over every centimeter of the ground and, you know, they track the electronic blip-de-blips. You know, after World War II, they talked about the SS and they went in to find all the notes of the SS. They had all the notes and then they found one clipboard, one bunch. Binder, and it wasn't as big. And the Stasi, same thing. You know, they say they're bigger to try to control the masses, right? You know, they give out these stories, Alan, and I do believe that they can track your cell phone down to XYZ, blah, 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 right? And they can find you from that. But some of it, I do believe, is all damn blustering that the police and law enforcement folks don't give a rat's butt about solving the crime that much. And the crime team that comes on site, right, and puts out the little line, and then 10 million special robot dogs with sniffing goes through, you know, come on, folks. That's to keep the plebs from doing it. And I'm not saying they can't do that. I'm saying it's highly probable that they even give a crap about that. But they can track you on the internet and whatnot. But hiding from the folks, the weirdness of, you know, well, I'm not going to listen online or I'm not going to call in because that would put a I'm not going to get into that logic. If you want to say something, say it. If you want to have a fake name, fake it. I don't care. It's not up to me. And I'm not necessarily right. This happened this week, Alan, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to you about it. A person that I've known for quite some time found themselves in a dichotomy, right? Having more traditional thoughts. They are in a profession where everybody's insane, right? They happen to be a college professor. And the professor has switched from teaching in the class to, well, during the COVID, they moved everybody to the internet. So they're not really a tenured professor, which means it's harder for them to can. They're what's called an adjunct professor. So this adjunct professor is kind of like, well, they're kind of like slaves to the universities, and they're forced to do this and that. And they, well, my friend got a job that actually was going to bring money back to his household. Right. And so all of a sudden, OK, this university has a bunch of different classes they want me for. This is great. Right. All of a sudden, I'm going to start having money since 2020. It's all kind of like, wow, it's been like sideways. And they deal with a lot of the lunacy that comes from the universities. Right. The inclusion and the DEI nonsense. Right. The transgenders. And so he tells me that he had this this kid come up to him, and you know, he teaches what do they call them, Alan? Grad students, people that already have their basic degrees and they're working to their extended degrees. Yeah, grad student. That's right, right? Graduates. What is a graduate student?
Yeah, that's like below getting your PhD. You've got a graduate degree. It's higher than your BS or your BA. It shows a little bit higher level of indoctrination than a PhD does. You know, it's mm-hmm. That's kind of like before, you know, pre PhD. You know, when you go back to school and get really indoctrinated and really just spew the party line.
Oh, it hurts. So I got this call, and it was kind of frantic. And, you know, he was telling me that he had a student approach him today. Well, it was, I don't know, 5 days ago. When I got the call, it was like, and the person goes, you know, Mr. So-and-so, is it okay if I call you Mr. So-and-so? Because I didn't see your pronouns listed on your webpage. And he says, I didn't want to put anything on there, right? I thought it was crazy. And so I've been sidestepping, just, you know, coming out and saying I'm normal. I'm not crazy. Sorry. That's his problem, not mine, or, well... Republic of Texas Radio. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis, historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I know I told you guys we were going to go over this, that, and whatever, and I'm kind of on track talking about the problems of a PhD. I kind of think it's interesting, and I really haven't had a chance to share this with Alan, and I wanted to get his take on it, right? Because this is the full this is the story about full course, full of DEI test on an individual and the choices they have to make in their life to continue to work in an environment that has well gone south. A student came up, you know, and, hey, Mr. So-and-so, I didn't see your pronouns listed, and I don't know how I should talk to you, relate to you. And he said, well, professor work, right? You know, that whole professor thing, right? I'm like, pretty silly. So you're really a or whatever. No, I don't know. Maybe I have an authority. I said, oh, okay. So you want to put she, it, they, them, he, her, whatever their pronoun spot that they made for you on your web page to show that you're a professor to all schools that are going to school. I get it. No. Bigger than that, they said. Right? And I'm going, what? Oh, no, I got this one teacher, you know, and they came to me and said, well, you should read this book. It'll tell you about microaggressions. It really got me to understand my whiteness, right? I'm like, what? Really? Somebody told you to do that? Yeah, they said I should read it and write a statement about it. And then I was approached by the dean of the school, who was a black guy, and he said that, well, you should talk more about inclusion and you should talk more about this and that. And I'm going, whoa. So how long have you been dealing with these folks? Well, I'm going through training right now to do some online courses with them. But I want to tell them to go F off, right? Because, you know, they're a bunch of racists. And I go, yeah, but we knew that, right? We knew they were all racist. You know, the entire school is, he says, I just never seen that before, you know. What do you think? Should I email those guys and say I'm not going to take your positions? Because they were slated for, you know, a handful of classes, which meant a lot of money, right? You know, and now you quit because you don't want to put pronouns on their website and you don't want to write articles saying that you hate white people even though you're white and that you think that black people and brown people are far superior because the white people have hurt the brown or black people, right? You know,
Steve,
it's kind of like
I can tell you a little bit about this in my experience. Back when it was just starting to come in, really, this was back in the 80s when I was in college at University of Arkansas. Took an American history class. You know, just, you sign up. It's kind of a, you know, shuffleboard of what professor you get. Well, it just so happens that the guy that ended up teaching this class, his name was Nudie Brown, and he was head of the Black Studies at the University of Arkansas. So we're sitting in their American history class. We spend like 15 minutes on American history, and the whole rest of the semester was on how Whitey suppressed the black and how Whitey was bad. And I think I was carrying like a D in this class, and I said, this is BS. So I went down, and I actually went down and talked to the dean of the history department. And I said, this is just wrong. I said, if I wanted to sign up for Black Studies, I would have signed up for Black Studies. I signed up for American history, and I've read the book, and I know American history, but I didn't want to study Black Studies. I said, this is just crap. I said, every test he's been given is on how Whitey's suppressing a black man, blah, blah, blah. I ended up getting he changed my grade to a B in that class. This is before internet and everything. I actually had to go sit in the dean of the history department's office and give him my grievances. And he said, well, I guess I'll agree with you there. He gave me a B instead of a D in that class because I proved to him that I knew the material. This was early on. This is when it was all starting to change. And another thing, Steve, is that I do know a young man who's gone to a private college and didn't take the vaccines and is pretty damn aware for someone his age. And he'd be willing to come on and tell us his experience. You know, he's gone through the ESG, the DEI. Wow. And all this, you know, so we don't even have textbooks anymore. You can't take this class unless you download an app for this class. All this crap.
We should make that happen. I think it's probably really good timing since we've just broached that subject.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get anything but racism in our environment today. And I'm not talking the racism that they're talking about. Right, you know, I'm talking about the force feed stuff, right? You know, I turn on my thing that Alan doesn't have, a little TV device, and it tells me, well, what categories do you want? Black? Latino? Like, oh, crap. Really? How about sci-fi? I mean, what is the categories black? Right, so there's different black. There isn't white, but oh crap, Steve, you're a racist because you said that. But anyways, let me finish my little story, Alan, and maybe we'll try to cover some other stuff, you know, that needs to be covered. But I kind of wanted to cover this because this is, you know, I get it. You guys hear all these DEI stories constantly. This one is a little personal to me because I know the gentleman, I'm sorry, the person, I'm just making that stuff up, folks. I know them, you know, intimately for a lot of years, right? And now they're stuck with it, and it's a choice. Back in Corbett, we talked about the jab, right? Me and them. You know, we talked about the jab and how they should deal with that, right? So, okay, to go to class, the universities were forcing to injections on all of their faculty. And they'd have to swear an oath and show proof of this and that. And I'm saying, you know, kick it down the road. Well, they want me to respond. Why not? I said, don't respond. Don't respond. Don't respond. Kick down the road. Don't respond. And they kept moving it down the road. They put the wall up and then don't respond. And as soon as the wall came up, they kick it down the road. And they kicked it down the road. In the end, made it through that whole nonsense in Corbett without having to, one, identify the fact that they were not injected, two, make a statement about their philosophy about injections, right? So that worked really good. And even nowadays, there are ways of not actually, you know, informing yourself. Because there are those lists, folks. And I know we talk about, you know, trying to stay off of lists. But in academia, they have huge lists. So what I told my buddy is, I said, well, you know what you did? Well, the PC thing. You say, it's in my life. I'm no longer available to work with you. I wish you the best in the future. And then they said, well, why? And then you go, due to changes in my life, I'm no longer able to do it with you. Understand, says the gene. Oh, yeah, there's some changes in my life, and I'm unable to do anything, and I really wish you to just keep rephrasing the same thing over and over. That's what we do in the culture today, right? And they're going to try to pin you down, and I guess you're going to be tempted because you're a bunch of racist assholes. But what is that going to do? If you're in the school system, what is it going to get you? It's going to get you on the enemy list. And as long as you're prepared to not work again in the academic field, you know, go ahead. Tell them they're a bunch of racist assholes, right? But be prepared not to work again. I don't know. Was that the wrong kind of advice, Alan? You think, you know, but I don't like giving advice that I was...
Well, you know, the sad thing is, Steve, is that most people, it's like this young friend of mine, you know, he said, you know, he loves coming out here and talking to me. And I told him, I said, man, I said, you're just starting your life. I said, I'm probably one of the last people you need to really be talking to. But he's like, I can't talk. He said, I have to walk on pins and needles everywhere I go because, you know, everyone else is all this, you know, trannies and furries are great, and, you know, there are litter boxes in the bathroom at a private college and stuff like this, you know. And he's like, you know, and he's got a couple of friends. He's actually brought them out here to meet me, you know, the oddball, the caveman freak. And but they like sitting down and talking with me, even though what I'm talking about is not what they should be listening to, because they should have their whole life in front of them. But he understands that he's got to walk on pins and needles, because he said, if I say the wrong thing, it's like, he said, you know, I might get kicked out of school, I might get kicked out of class, I'll lose all my friends, you know. I can't imagine, you know, how hard and difficult that is, you know, because they do have to exist in the world, you know. They have to, you know, be able to provide for themselves. And, you know, he doesn't have a family or anything yet. But, you know, you have to exist in this world. And, you know, I understand it's like you almost have to go along to get along, because you've got to make a living. You've got to make a living out there somehow, somewhere. And it's just so twisted. There are good people out there that understand what's going on, but they can't say anything, because if they do, they'll get fired from their job, or they'll lose their pension, or blah, blah, blah.
Right. And, you know, I know that they're out there and they're doing stuff, right? You know, because I know one of them, you know, personally. And I've met a few different customers that have gotten dinged by the lunatics that are in charge of the education system here in the United States of America. I got to think that it's just going to crash, you know, and burn. You know, Alan, it's fascinating. I don't know. Did you get a chance to listen to, God, what's his name on Friday night? Travis. There's Last Word with Trower, The Last Hour with Travis. I love that show. One of the guy that he had on, right, he's a fellow broadcaster. He mentioned all these, and I'm talking about the lunatic fringe, you know, the immigrants. They're not the lunatic fringe. They're just the uneducated masses that are being brought in. He identified them as the uneducated masses. I don't know if he used those words, that are being brought in to replace all the people they're killing with the COVID jab. Right, the vaccines, if you want to call it that, you know, that injection that they did that's killing people. He said that in the future, that the brown people and the black people that are being filtered into the United States, and I'm sorry to identify them by their color, but it's kind of like the foreigners. Do I want to call them that? Foreigners, illegal aliens, whatever, the people that weren't born here. They're being brought in. They're going to be blamed for the death of Whitey. right? You know, that would be me. I'm white. Well, I'm kind of pink, right? You know, reddish sometimes, depends on my blood pressure at the time. But they're going to be blamed in the future. They're going to be said, well, it was the incursion of all of you all that killed all the white people. Oh, is that where the dodo went? So don't worry. They are planning on killing us all, but then they're going to blame you, and you're probably going to believe them. I don't know. It's a sick world.
Folks, you know, every now and then you need to flip over. Once you've learned a certain amount of knowledge, flip yourself over and try to look at it from the controllers, the people in power, with the powers that be, whatever you want to call they, them, whatever. Look at it from their standpoint. It's much easier to control and manipulate a whole society full of morons than it is people that can think on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what they're doing makes perfect sense, but you have to look at it from a very odd angle that most of us don't even want to accept is out there. But look at it from that angle. It's much easier to control and manipulate a moron than it is someone that can actually think.
Oh, yeah. You know, I called this the damn show. And it really is the damn show. You know, and let me fulfill that. But we're going to go sideways the entire thing because, well, there are some important things that we need to cover, too. But let me keep us on course with, the end of the world and where we're going with it. And dams are really important, right? And I didn't really understand how much importance until, a couple years ago. And then I started covering some stuff. And it was like the Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. I guess we talked about that a lot, you know, last year, and that led over to the Klamath River Dam. And, you know, I still, wish I was wrong, but it pulls me back to the early 2000s with Agenda 21, right? And the map, God, what's that map called again? The Agenda 21 biodiversity map, Alan? Do you remember the name of that? Who cares?
Not particularly. You're not talking Quaternion physics or anything, so I don't know.
No, it's political isolation and the, enslavement of the masses on the geological area, you know, the United States of America, something like that. Well, basically, it says that in Agenda 21, they want to, move all mankind into specific corridors, and you're going to live there. You're not going to own anything. Right, Klaus Schwab, but it was kind of outlined in Agenda 21 before that. He wasn't saying anything new, but you're not going to be allowed to live out in the country, right? That's not for you. But Steve, you might say to yourself, but Steve, I already live in the country. And I go, not for long. Right? You know, private property is going the way of the dodo bird, right? You know, and they're going to, do something to you. They're going to kill you. They're going to move you. You're going to die. You know, something's going to happen, right? Because they don't want you there. The dams are an important part of that because early during the Industrial Revolution, I don't know which one it is, the first, the second, the third. I just finished the Third Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab. And boy, what a nonsense read that was. But in the Industrial Revolution, these dams produced energy, right? And lots of things. They were very important globally in, you know, creating everything.
Steve. Dams and hydroelectric power, one of the only green energies that actually works consistently and reliably, the flow of water wanting to go downhill and being able to dam it up and use it when you need it and turn it on.
Beautiful.
You know, let's get rid of all the dams and we'll build nuclear power plants to replace the electricity we lost by destroying these dams. Woohoo! Yay, that's
the
green,
the dams,
right?
Aren't green, right? The dams are ungreen. You know, it's terrible. So, you know, when they started talking about this, or when I started talking about this, you know, I thought it was just about Lake Mead and the water levels and, right, the fact that we suck too much water off of the Colorado River, Little did I know that it's huge. It's big. It pushes the Agenda 21 envelope. So the Klamath River Dam, you know, there's this thing called the Klamath River, and it's like Oregon, Washington, California, and lots of water, right? And it was dammed up, and they put lakes, the Klamath River Reservoir, whatever. They decide, finally, after 100 years, right, the Native Americans, you know, the people that were there before they were, you know, not there, killed. And that's happening to Whitey, too. So this cycle is just keeps repeating.
Steve, those dams destroyed the breeding, the natural breeding cycle of the hooty-faced blowfish. We can't do that. Even though the hooty-faced blowfish doesn't feed you or anything else, it's just like a little funny-looking minnow that swims around in the water. And oh my God!
Yeah. It's cyclical, right? So in the future, right, there's going to be TV commercials. They're probably going to be holograms injected into your blood, or something stupid like that. But they're going to be telling you that you need to donate some money to support the last surviving white guy, right? Because they'd gotten rid of him. You know, I don't know. But anyways, right now, they're utilizing the Native Americans, the people that made it to this continent early on, right, allegedly through Alaska. And, you know, who knows about all these truths, because they lie to you, right? But anyway, so the Native Americans are the people that we say were here before the Europeans are being used to tear down the dams, like the Klamath River Dam. And it was just torn down. Right, and so they're in the first process, and I'll get into this a little bit right now, but we're going to probably cover it more. It says, "Damn lies." This is by the New American. Newsom wants Fed bailout after green scheme kills 830,000 salmon. Oh shoot, we just killed all the salmon. I love it. Bring the salmon home, remove the Klamath River dams, read a banner protest displayed in California years ago. Now the dams have been removed. As a result, approximately 830,000 juvenile salmon were dammed to death. Trout were killed too. This was unforeseen by the Greenitopian dam destroyers and the Golden State Governor Gavin Newsom, who backed the project and now wants federal disaster aid and economic assistance. That's from the New American, by the way. Hang on, we'll do hour two. We will cover this story a little bit, but we're going to bounce around. With all
that they have, we'll take
public calls. Texas Radio. Oh, yeah. Make sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.